Well, we went over Jeremiah Cry Ministries, the ministry itself, its inception, what it's growing into, Mike, what it's evolving into. And it's real exciting to see the direction in which Jeremiah Cry Ministries is growing. And we talked about the changes, how it all started. And believe it or not, we're almost a decade old. You know, I mean, time really flies, and it's just amazing to see, you know, what God can do with a goofball like me, in all truth, and, you know, for His own glory, according to His own word, establish a ministry that's now beginning to get some exposure and get some attention, good attention, finally. With some Reformed churches, some other godly ministries, and seeing this vision not necessarily come to pass, because we feel that the whole vision of Jeremiah Cry Ministries, the Herald Societies, is a generational mindset and vision. In other words, what I mean by that is that, you know, when I'm long dead and gone, and my children's children, that they'll be able to look back and say that my great grandpa, Jeff Rose, and Dave Griffin, Chris Sipley, Bobby McCreary, Robert Gray, Mike Stockwell, Cy Tenbruck and Kate, all these men from the past stood up for truth, made the sacrifice, and were willing to die for something that in their own generation they would never see. But they were willing to stand for it because they saw the value and the worth of standing up for truth. And living in an age where a majority of the evangelical church in the Western Hemisphere has turned their back on Jesus Christ. And they have formed a cheap grace, a cheap gospel that is absolutely no gospel at all. So we're living in a time now where men are rising up, pastors are rising up, and they're saying, you know what? I'm tired of being a double-minded man who's unstable in all of his ways. I'm tired of just being sitting there on the fence. In all reality, time's flying by. Time waits for no one. And the question's always is laid before us. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in the amount of time that God has given you? You don't know when you're going to take your last breath and collapse. You're not guaranteed a deathbed experience. You know, I'm not just talking about salvation. I'm talking now about beyond salvation. Once you're born again and God gets a hold of you, transforms your life, makes you into a new person, and then thrusts you out into the world with the gospel of grace, the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about a false gospel. I'm not talking about a pragmatic gospel. I'm not talking about a works-based gospel, which is no gospel, but willingness to stand for truth. And to sacrifice even your life. I think we need to sacrifice our lives either way. I'm not talking about a physical death. Hey, that may happen, especially in Camden. But are you willing to die to your selfishness? That's the question. Are you willing to die to yourself and your selfish ambition, your vanity, and all the little promises and all the little trinkets that the world tries to sidetrack us? We become preoccupied with all these different things all around us. Americans love shiny things. And we get so distracted so easily. But I believe the responsibility and the weight is laid upon the pastors and the pulpits in our country and throughout the Western Hemisphere. What are you preaching to the people? Because whatever you're preaching to the people is what we're going to get out there in the world. If we're supposed to be the salt and the light to a dark world, and there's no truth, no biblical gospel being proclaimed behind the pulpits. And let me just say a disclaimer here. I'm not saying every church is not preaching the gospel. I would never say that. There are a lot of churches out there who are valiantly proclaiming the word of God in truth. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying as a majority, we have sold our birthright, and we have turned to what makes people feel good about themselves. And we're peddling humanism, Unitarianism. We're preaching to men as if they're victims instead of criminals in the eyes of God. You know, everything is, our pulpits are developed by our educational systems. Whatever they're pumping out, we're pumping out. And then we wonder why we're in such a mess out there. And then we cry out, well, God is sovereign. God will take care of it. And not even realizing that we're the means by which God uses to take care of it. We're the means. How will they hear without a preacher? Okay, you're going to go out and preach. What are you going to preach? You're going to preach that man is basically good. He just needs help. He just basically needs to be educated. We've got to get beyond this. We've got to repent of this. We've got to say, I'm going into this world from this point on, and I'm going to declare the truth. I don't care if my family hates me. I don't care if I get booted out of the house. I don't care if I lose my job. And you know I'm not telling you to go to your workplace and just preach the gospel to the point where you get fired and say you're persecuted. That's just being stupid. The reality is that we need to stand up for truth. That's the point I'm making here. We need not to compromise, not just in what we're speaking and declaring, but also how we live. Blasphemy isn't just saying God's name in vain. It's how we live as well. It's how we're representing our master and our king in all walks of life. That includes our marriages. That includes our homes. Includes the way we raise our children. The things we subject our lives to. It covers everything. But there is a specific message given to pastors. There's a specific message given to missionaries. I'm not talking about being missional, which is a new name that's been created today to try to diminish the work of real biblical missions. We're not all missionaries. There are specific callings and specific heralds who are sent to other countries with a message of the gospel. Yes, we are all commanded to share our faith, declare our faith wherever we are in the world. But there's evangelists who are sent out with a specific message to proclaim the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Yes, we believe in the mercy of God proclaimed by His heralds besides just mercy ministries. You see, mercy ministries has taken place in the declaration of the mercy of God that can only be found in Jesus Christ. And all these other things, being missional, has taken place of biblical missions. That's why people look at you like you have three heads. When you say you want to go to another country and proclaim the gospel in the open air, whether it be in our country or in another country, they look at you like you're like a Martian. What are you talking about? But you tell them you're going to go fill teeth and paint houses, they're ready to send you that very minute. It's an amazing thing. They're being missional. What does that mean, being missional? If it doesn't mean proclaiming the gospel, then it doesn't really mean anything. Except you're trying to make an excuse and compensate for the great failure of evangelicalism in our country and the countries around us. We need to be honest. We need to be faithful. We need to be bold. We need to be brave. We need to be valiant for truth at the cost of our lives. And I think it starts by dying to self, studying the Word of God, and obeying what God tells us to do. That's where it begins. And that's really where the whole idea of Jeremiah Cry Ministries came into existence. And what I was telling Dave is that over the years, it kind of grew up into a head. I think it's always been a target, the Herald Society. It's always been a great desire from the great, right from the beginning, to reach out to men and teach the body of Christ, men and women, the gospel and how to take it out into the world. But before God was going to allow that to take place, He needed to deal with me and the implications of my theology, dealing with my theology and the doctrine and my view of God and my view of man, my view of the local church, my view of the body of Christ. Where I stood on these things had to come into place first before we could go any further with the Herald Society. Could you imagine that? Jumping too quickly, being too hasty, and just destroying things. Because we have to realize that the culmination of all that the Herald or all the Jeremiah Cry Ministry stood for was the Herald Society. And that vision is very simple. And that we are to serve. Yes, I said serve. Not tell everybody how to do it perfectly. Not to have the church follow us. Not to come along the side of the church like a parachurch ministry to help the church. No, to serve the church. And to provide opportunities for the church to raise up and send their people out to be instructed in biblical public proclamation of the gospel. And that is why God has raised us up for that very purpose. And that's to provide opportunities like the Herald Society, which is the academic portion of the ministry. That's where you come and you look and you get to sit under different speakers and you get to learn not only just the practical aspects of orthopraxy, which means the practical implications of your orthodoxy, which is truth. How does that act it out? Because a lot of us have beautiful theology, but what does the orthopraxy, the practical implications of that look like? You got the prettiest doctrines in the world. You can have just, your whole brains could be filled with libraries, but you have absolutely no fire or unction in your heart. You could read thousands of books and know all kinds of things and never step forward into battle one moment. The whole point is let us look at these doctrines that throughout history, God had raised up men in every crisis of history, in every dark age. It was men who were walking away from the truth of God's word. It got dark because men had turned their back on the truth of God's word. And they've supplemented it and they've replaced it with lies. And then you see God move in revival. You see God work upon men's heart. And they go to prayer. They go to seeking God. They return to biblical truth. They go back out into biblical missions. They reach the world with the true gospel. Things begin to change. Revival comes. This is an amazing thing to study. And this is why I don't lose hope when I see the nations crowded in darkness. This is why I don't lose hope when I'm out on the streets of Calgary and see people just under an absolute spell, almost like under a hypnotic spell when you're preaching the Word of God. So I don't lose hope. Because every time a nation would fall into corruption and into gross darkness, was always followed by a great and powerful God-sent sovereign revival. This is what I believe to be true. This is why I don't lose hope. Because God is in control. And I know that to be true. And the Herald Society is here to serve those that are raised up within the body of Christ under the authority, under the accountability of the pastors and the elders. Sent to a ministry whose ministers are also sent out by their local church, being accountable and responsible to their pastors and to their elders. It's a local church ministry raised up to serve the local church. So men can go out and be taught how to not only see these great doctrines and learn these theological implications to the way they go out and to share their faith as an evangelist or a missionary, but also they need to go out and also apply it as well. Because the other arm of the ministry is we have preaching tours. And I'm going to show you here. This is just a, I don't know how many minutes is this video? Okay, this is a little bit longer of a video, but this is Scotland. When we went to Scotland, this is what Scotland looks like. We didn't go over and paint houses. And I don't have any problem with painting someone's house. You need your house painted, I'll be over and help you paint your house. And I'll be happy and joyful while I do it. Do it all under the glory of God. I've done enough dishes and mowed enough lawns to know that I've been married for 15 years and I've got 6 children and 1 on the way. So I know what it's like. The whole idea of doing things and the big gigantic honey-do list. And now you know what? I'm okay with that. But I want to show you guys the difference, okay? When men sign up to be on a preaching tour, okay? We're not taking them over to paint houses. We're not taking them over there to fill teeth. We're taking them over there and give them a chance to publicly proclaim the mighty gospel of Jesus Christ with permission from their pastors. That they are, yes, these men are ready. Send them out. They've been to the Herald Society. They've learned. Now they're ready to be trained on the field. So let us go ahead and watch this video. You'll get some idea of what we do over there. Just a little taste. Watching those videos, because it reminds me of all the great times that I had with the men. I mean, it's the greatest. It really is the greatest thing on earth until we go to heaven is spending time with not only my family and my church family, but my brothers in Christ going into the world, into the dark world and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's where we are with the Herald Society. And I want to leave you with this. The Herald Society isn't just another conference that you're going to go and listen to a bunch of talking faces. We're overly conferenced out in our country. There's a conference for everything. You know what I mean? Everybody just goes from conference to conference to conference to conference. You know? And this isn't just a conference. It really is a declaration and a statement. It's declaring where we're going to take a stand. And what kind of statement we're making. That we're not going to be just necessarily just pushed around by the world. And much of the evangelicalism that's going on, and I'm not going to mention any names from some of the popular preachers out there that condemn biblical missions and biblical preaching. I'd say we're making a statement. I'd say we come to a Herald Society, it's more than just hearing great doctrines being preached. It's more than just learning about how to go out into the world and proclaim the truth. It's more than just bringing your families around. It's more than just pastors coming and being able to be introduced to what we're biblically doing out there to destroy the stigma of much of the evangelism that's out there. When you talk to a pastor about street preaching, they immediately take a couple steps back because they think it's something that it's not. A lot of that stuff out there is not biblical street preaching. We want to expose the pastors to what biblical street preaching and what it really looks like from the Bible and from church history. This is our goal, to introduce them and to expose them to listen. Instead of just wrinkling your nose up because of all the rotten things that have been done out there under the name of Christianity and under biblical open-air preaching, if you would come and see what real biblical public proclamation looks like from the scriptures coming flowing out from the local church, you would see, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. See what it truly is and get behind us and support the work of public proclamation. We cannot do it without the local churches behind us. We can't and we don't want to. This is why we are making a statement. We're making a statement that we're not just going to try to dodge all the missiles that are being launched at us from modern evangelicalism and postmodernism, but we're going to launch missiles back. I get tired of blocking punches. I'm ready to give out a few. And I believe that standing up, declaring the truth, being willing to take on whatever kind of response that the world wants to give us, even the church world, so be it. Let the chips fall where they may. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be standing before Jesus Christ, not before all these men that are telling you not to do it, or they can do it better, you're not doing it right. Let them do what they want to do. But we need to gather, and we need to go out and declare the truth. This is what the Herald Society is. It's a declaration, and it's a statement of where we're going to stand, and we're not backing down. God bless.